Now we're at the top of Sadek Omer Aleph. So how long can you say the Kiddush Levana? So we have two opinions. Rav Yaakov Arachah b'shem Rav Yosi ad shetimro'eh k'chatzi hamata. So half the sphere is visible. That means it's a quarter of the period, right? You've got the phase of the moon is 30 days, right? It goes from being invisible to being full to being invisible again. So this is one quarter. You're seeing basically half the sphere is visible. That's the first sheet. Until whatever the efficiency that it has is whole, meaning you have until it's a full moon. That's 14 days. So whether that's is what it's a mafarish, I guess, what the previous one said, they discussed what exactly Rabbanim were adding by saying 14 days. Rabbon, the Yo'os, this is certainly correct what they said. Clomus malus pigimosa elar basa yom, certainly 14 days. Hakolar basa yom charkavarach. So it follows that you should say it the whole 14 days. In other words, why should you stop just because it's just a half moon? I'm not sure exactly what his argument here is. Yo'os is certainly correct. I'm not sure what the argument exactly is. Let's see, three. What's he arguing? The phrase made whole refers to the wholeness of the moon, which is seen when the entire sphere is illuminated. Okay, fine. Having discussed the bracha, we're going to talk a little bit more. Betfila on Rosh Chodesh. Betfila, now when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you're davening Musaf during Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yosi bar Rehuvaya Omar Mekadesh Yisrael Mekadesh Chodosh. So his girsa was Mekadesh Chodosh. Rabbi Chiya Barashi's Omar Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim. So the machlokas is a very basic one over here. Again, we said Mekadesh Chodoshim. That was what we said when we were saying Kiddush Levana. Because when we say Kiddush Levana, we're looking at a moon. So we're looking at the moon and we're saying, oh, you're Mechadesh, this moon. But when you're on Rosh Hashanah, when you're on Rosh Chodesh, the moon is completely invisible. So you're not going to say Mechadesh Chodoshim, because you're not looking at anything that Bechidusha. Therefore, he felt it was more appropriate to say it the way we say it, which is Mechadesh, what's the word? Mechadesh Yisrael of Rosh Chodoshim. We refer to the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, more to the day. We're referring more to the day rather than the moon itself. Okay? Shmuel Amar, Tzach Amar Hasiyenu. This is, again, what question is, how far are we going to compare the comparison of Rosh Chodesh to Yom? So he's saying you're going to say Hasiyenu. Rav Amar, Tzach Lahaskir, Bo Zman, you have to even say, Kash Yisov HaZmanim. Tani Rav Hoishi, Rav Hoilois, Tumadim, Yom Shonim. He has proof that says the word, this pasuk, Isis, the Mayadim, festivals are referring to the Gimel Regalim. Days, Yomim, is referring to Rosh Chodesh. Why is Yom referring to Rosh Chodesh? There's a pasuk. It says, by the Slav, Lo Yom Echad, Lo Yomayim, Ad Chodesh Yomim, you'll be eating it until a Chodesh of Yomim. So you see that the word Yomim and Chodesh are compared in the pasuk, so therefore Yomim is reference to Rosh Chodesh. Okay. However, now we're going to talk about something else entirely. A person goes into a base oilam. So Mahu Aymar, however, Ben Akbar, Mahu Aymar, what does he say? So first we have a simple way, well, simple bracha. Bracha to Hashem, b'chai yam beis, right? Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yochanan says, bracha nam b'dvari, b'chai yam beis. He has a little bit more added to the bracha. Then we have another version, which is more like our version that we know of Tzedakah Din, of Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'edem Nisparachem, Hu Yo'er Eschem, Yigales, Ha'ofer Me'al Anechem, Baruch Hashem U'Chayim U'Chayim Esim. Finally, we have the full version, Rabbi Lassu B'Shem Rabbi Panino, Asher Yotzer Eschem Adem, Bechol Kal Eschem Adem, Siel Gaschem Adem, Asen Lachi Yoschem Adem, Yadim Nisparachol, Ha'edem Nisparachem, Hu Yigales, Ha'ofer Me'al Anechem. He'll reveal the dirt from your eyes. I saw in the footnotes he says that there's a minhag to put dirt on the eyes of Nifter. Okay. That's if you go into a Jewish graveyard. If you go into a Geisha graveyard, then you have a different nusach that you say. You say what? Baisha imchem ma'aid, kafri yoladaschem, your mother's greatly ashamed, and so on. I'm not familiar with that. Not familiar with that particular one. Okay. Now let's talk about rainbows. Okay, I am your art scroll sitter, and you'll see the exact way we say it. Now we have an interesting one. Rav Chizkia b'shem Rav Yirmiya, he says like this. As long as Rav Shem Rav Yochai was alive, his chus was such a tremendous chus. The whole reason why we see the rainbow is Hashem says, I want to destroy the world. I'll put the rainbow in the sky, and I'll remember the promise I made not to destroy the world, and I won't destroy it. So you see, this simon of the rainbow is not a good thing. So as long as Rav Shem Rav Yochai was alive, his chus was so great that there was no way Hashem would even think to destroy the world, so there was no need to have the rainbow. That's the kayach of one person. And these are all, if you look at it, they're all the same name here. You'll see. We have a couple of mamorim here. They all are Rechizkiya b'shem Rav Yirmiyah. Rechizkiya b'shem Rav Yirmiyah. We have it four times over here. Okay? Rechizkiya b'shem Rav Yirmiyah. Kein haver b'shem b'chai yomer. What did b'shem b'chai say? Bikka, bikka. He'd say, valley, valley. Hismali din rezov. Fill with gold coins. V'haisim esmal, it would be filled up. He brings an interesting story over here that there was a Talmud. It says over here, I think it's in 23, that there was a Talmud of Rav Shem Yochai who traveled overseas, and he came back very wealthy. And Rav Shem Yochai saw the other students were very envious. Maybe they were also thinking of going overseas. So he says, come over here, guys. You what you think getting money is so easy, is so difficult? I'll show you how it's done. Fill with gold coins. So you see how easy it is to get rich. I can make you rich. But Joseph Eisenstein, anybody that goes and takes the gold coins from this field, that's going to be taken off their cheshbon and all of my ball. And no student took any. No student took any. Okay. That's a Shem Yochai for you. That's the second one. Next. This is going to be a really strange one here. I saw that there are very few people who are going to be zeicha to Olam Haba. And in Flosaninu, maybe if there's 30 of them, I know of Riman Hon, then I and my son are among those 30. In Train Inun, and if there's only two of them, I know of Riman, my son and I, we're the only two. This is very nice. There's only two people that are going to get Olam Haba.
Oh, no, he said that there's steps, there's levels, top level. He said that there's only...
Okay, so he's answering a question. As we all know, Kol Yisrael, Yishlam Chelik Olam Haba. So how could he say that there's very few people in Olam Haba? What's he even mean by that? So he must mean, like you said,
box seats.
What do you say? Box seats? Is that what you said? Box seats in Olam Haba?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. It could be. Sanhedrin, yeah.
Yes, it says your
Sukkah. Sukkah Ibid. What does Ibid mean? Okay, very good. Third teaching of Okay, this is another type of kind of strange one. Let our forefather Avram intercede on all the people who lived from his time until my time. I'll take care of from my time, right? In other words, the two of us will carry the sins of all generations, so to speak, right? We'll carry it. The in-law. And if that's not enough, it's sorry for Achiyashiloni. Means Achiyashiloni, the Navi, he should join with me. I'll intercede on behalf of the entire nation. Okay. That's what's it called? What's it that Abraham Tversky always writes about in his books? No, Abraham Tversky, what's his thing? He has a theme. Nobody reads Abraham Tversky's books. Oh, forget it. Never mind. Self-esteem. Self-esteem. That's a theme. That's one of his major themes. Self-esteem. You know what I'm talking about? What? Who doesn't read Abraham Tversky's books about self-esteem? I'm saying he doesn't have a self-esteem issue. He can carry the world, you know? Okay, never mind. Let me move on. Joey, you got it right. Now it says,
I have it.
Yeah, good. On rain and on Basuras Tivus, you make a Tavan Matif. So the question is, you know, good news could come in various forms, right? Why did it put rain all of a sudden? What, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Mao role Lismoch, Basuras Tavus, Lakshaman, why did they put rain in the list? I think he gives other examples here where possibly it could be.
The world can exist without rain.
It says here, yeah, inheriting money, receiving a gift. There are other good things that could happen. Why did it pick rain? Okay. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yaakov, Hashem, Rabbi Avi, Hashem, Mayim Karmel, Nefesh, Hayefo, Shmuel, Tavim, Mei, Eretz, Merfot. The Pasuk mentions that cold water, this I think in Mishlei, right? 30 Proverbs, right? There's a Pasuk which says that cold water on a weary person, so kind of like wake him up. And good tidings, good news, also it brightens up a person's face. So therefore, since the Pasuk compares the Mayim to the good news, so on that basis, the Mishnah put the two together. Okay? Because plain water is not good news, okay? When you turn your faucet on, that's not good news, okay? Next. How much rain has to come down to make a blessing? So it can't just be any old light rain. So the assumption here is like this, that we're talking about the amount of rain that would fall, that if we were fasting for a lack of rain, we could stop the fasting because we've gotten hit with a certain amount, with enough rain. And that amount changes based on the time period of the year. That's what we're going to say now. B'tchila, in the beginning, today Revia, that's Rosh Chodesh, what is it, Cheshvan or something? What was it, Kislev? What was it? I forget. Let me just see the month. I want to make sure I have it right. What does it say here? It should say it here. I can't find it. Anyway, whatever. Okay. So, yeah. So first it's in the beginning, when it's the first rainfall, it has to be enough to penetrate the ground. At the end, when it's already rained once already, so it's enough to make the surface of the ground wet. He has a little bit differently. First, it's enough to penetrate the ground. To soak an earthenware lid of a barrel and cause it to dissolve. The Gemara interrupts and makes a comment. Yeshua will go for Nishras. Is there such a thing as a lid that's soaked and then it dissolves? Because these barrel lids are fired in kilns and they don't dissolve in water. They're made very strongly. We're on Sonic of a base. We look at the lid as if it were an earthenware utensil that would be soaked, it would dissolve in water. So in enough rain that would actually do such a thing, that's when you know that you have enough rain. And finally, it's a certain amount here. Or alternatively, it says one, we look at the ground as if it were being soaked, and it's wet enough that it can be formed into a barrel without adding more water. Okay, whatever the chance. Rabbi Yisim Shem Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Shem Shmuel, the Chilak Deir Via, Rabbi Sofa Filu Kol Shabu. He has another sheet. Rav Yaisi b'shem Rav Zeira, lahafsek tainis nemra. This is what I told you before. Okay, maybe I'll say it. Figure it out over here. That the obligation is regarding interrupting a fast. That is to say, it's only said if they were fasting for rain, and then the rain arrived, bringing the fast to an end. So then you're going to make hatovah meitiv. And that's not if it rains regularly and it was like a regular season, then you would not make hatovah meitiv, apparently. Of Chizkiya, does it say this month here, over here? Yeah, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, there it is. I thought so. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, footnote 03. Of Chizkiya, Rav Nacham, Rav Adav, by Binyan Havi Yasvin. So they were sitting around. Om Rav Nacham, Rav Adav, by Yimi, the Masavel of Racha Nemra. It's not logical that it was stated with regard to God having bestowed the blessing of rain upon us. In other words, meaning, why are you saying it's only fast days? Isn't it mistavra to say that it's a bracha, right? Even when there's no fast day, a malay, and you're right, that is logical. So Rav Nacham first presented his objection to the question. He says, you should make it even if it's not a fast day. Then, Omer Chizkiya, the Rav Adabar Avimi, Omer Stavla Hasak Tanis Namur? Isn't it logical that the reason you made it is because it's interrupting fast? Because that's why it's a special occasion? Omer Layin? He said, yeah, that is true. That's also logical. So he told both students contradictory answers. So Omer Lay, so they said, Lama Omer Layin often. He said, why did you say yes to Rav Nacham if you're agreeing with me now? So a Malay, Rishitas Rabbe, I knew that he was quoting me his Rebbe, and his Rebbe said that particular position. So that's why I said to him to his question. But to you, I agree with you. Amar of Manal Rav Tiskiya, Mani Rebbe, who's Rav Nacham's Rebbe? A Malay, Rav Zeira. Yet Rav Zeira was his Rebbe. A Malay, but not Rav Yosef B'Shem Rav Zeira. But we say Reb Yossi said in the name of Reb Zeira, Mafsek Tainus, that was Mafsek Tainus. So you see, the contrary to what he said, right, wasn't his Rebbe's opinion. He Reb Zeira, what, right? Again, right? He said, Reb Nachum's question, right? The first question, Loma Stavel of Bracha number, wasn't it whenever it rains, that's a seven Bracha, so you should make the Bracha? So he said, oh, that was the sheet of his Rebbe. Who was his Rebbe? Reb Zeira. But Reb Zeira said it was only said for the Tainus. So it doesn't stem. Gemara asks a bomb question and just drops it. No discussion. End of the discussion. Typical. Okay. Rebbe Yehuda Bar Yechezkel Amar, Abba Baruch, Rebbe Yehuda Shalom. Father would decide. I have no idea. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Yechezkel Amar, Abba Mvarach Rabbi Yehuda Shalom. Father would make a bracha. He would make the following. I would say it's more like a tefillah. Yiskam Rabbi Yiskam Shitz Barak Yisrael Shumu Malkino Al Kol Tivu Bativu Shat Bayir Lano Shat Man Nian Zubizu, that you prevent them from bumping into each other, from combining with each other. Ki Yigar and Ifei Mayim, he holds back the droplets of water from combining with one another. Apparently, if droplets would combine, it would create a very big problem. I think that's in the Bavli. The word v'nigra means that he holds back. If you can't afford, you know, the erechin that you promised, then we can hold back, right? He brings it down to a precise measure. The amount each place needs. He prepared with a measure. So he went to visit Rav Yudin from Migdalaya. That's his name, Migdalaya. He was sick, apparently, so he went to visit him. Adhu Tamon, Chasmitra, while he was there, it starts to rain. Shema Kale Yomar, so he heard Rav Yudin saying the following. Alef Alfin, Reba Yerivavon, Unlechayov, Mahidus, Nishum Kumakenu, we're thousands, myriad thanks to convey to you, Akal Tipo Vatipa Shatamayr, Lonu Shakhtem, Lechayovim, that you give Tavis to Chayovim. This is one of the few places where we see refer to ourselves as Chayov, right? When we bench Goyim, we say Hagoyim lechayovim tovos shemulani kol tov. We call ourselves Chayovim. Here also he calls Chayovim. Now remember, it says in the Mishnah Ovas Altiya Rosh with the Aslafot. You're never supposed to view yourself as a Rosh. So I find it interesting how Chazal Some places they we call ourselves chayavim. On the other hand, we're supposed to look at ourselves that we're not rishon. So, okay, I was told by Reb David Kronglass Atzal in a famous shmooze called the Lightning Shmooze. It was called, but it was actually the title. The title of it was Be'inyan Klemar Achet. They quoted the Gemara. I think it was in Chagiga. I forget. But it says, "Over Adam al Esay, Oyla Mechaperes al Chay Ve'Esay." That was what he said. This is, I'm quoting it verbatim. I listened to that shmooze about 30, 40 times. And it's always, I always found it interesting. So I appreciate what you're saying. You're saying you could be a chayiv and still not be a rasha, but it's hard to see that exactly. So you're saying that you did tshuva, but you're still a chayiv because you haven't done enough tshuva, or maybe you have a carbon. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's something to think about. I'm not going to get you by right. Yes. Correct. Correct. Okay, so he said this. So Rabbi Yossi was visiting Rabbi Yudin, and he made this fancy kind of tefillah. So he wants to know, where you get this from? This is like a very fancy thing. It's like, I never heard it before. Malay, Hadomin Olach. Where'd you get this tefillah from? Malay, how can have a Rabbi Simon Mavarach? This is what, this is the bracha he used to make. All right. Now we're into the, now we're into the, to the final part over here. Yeah, Simon used to say this. Now the Gemara spoke about penetrating the rain, and the Gemara is going to talk about this. So, coming from Yerd, we have went to the reveal. What's considered penetration? Malay kli makarisha shel shoshet tefachim. That means if you have a plow, that you, the ground is normally at the beginning of the season solid and hard, so you have to have enough water that the plow can dig down into the ground 3 tefachim. That would be considered reveal. The Rebbe Meir. Yehuda says, it's the problem of yourselves over here, with Tosha Tefach. If it's hard, it goes just down to Tefach. The Ben is Tefachayim, if it's a little softer, 2 Tefachim. Vesmei or Shosha Tefachim, if it's a little more softer, then it is 3 Tefachim. Tani, Rav Shem Ben Lazar, Omer, Elocha, Tipo, Yor, Mo, Malo, Shein Haaretz, Malo, Kenegdo, Shnei Tefachim. That Rav Shem Ben Lazar's Shita is that when you have rain and you have a Tefach of rain coming from above, you have 2 tefachim coming up from the ground. My timer, the deep calls out to the deep, the sound of your water, okay? So therefore, it's coming up to greet it, so to speak. There's an underwater, an underground source of water that comes up from the depths. The water above is compared to the male. So obviously, what's happening is the male is opening up to the female and creating a fruit, and that's what's happening with the rain. The female is opening up, and therefore the rain is like the zera, right? Superior vivia. The beneficence will sprout together. So that's why I made it this way, so that we should have food in the world. Now, I would like to, if you feel it's quite fine, I'd like to keep going another 5 minutes to the next Mishnah, because it's tomorrow's daf is packed, and it's just a minute or two. We're now on Tanakh Alpha and Alf. 91A. Why is it called Revia? Because it has a Lashon Revas, sorry, it penetrates from the same Lashon by Azachar and the cave. Rab Khanina Bar Ika Bashem Rebuda, Shar Shechita Bakimar Eskami Shemama, the roots of wheat stalks go through the soil to a depth of 50 amas. It's amazing how deep that goes. Shar Shechita Ena Rabin, Rakim, I should say, soft roots of a date palm, Boka Matsura, they can even break through soil as hard as a rock. Tani Reb Shmuel ben Elazar Aimer, in our Shreis Elofi Kisuma, the ground drinks in accordance with its hardness. It means that if the soil is very hard, the rain doesn't penetrate as deeply. The harder the ground, the more that you'll have runoff, obviously. MK, Mayasu Sharshe Koruv. So what are you going to do with the carob trees, which require that their roots go very deep and they require more water? Mayasu Sharshe Shikma, same thing with the sycamore tree. So the Gemara answers, Rav Kanina, Akas L'Shoshim Yom, to home, Ola Umashko. So that every 30 days, there's this water from the deep that rises up and it feeds the roots of the tree. Matama, Ani Hashem, Beitz Lugam, Tashkeno, he periodically will water it. In other words, from below.
What's the question? You said that every time it rains, the water from below
meets. Yeah, and this is basically the same idea. But that was only his sheet. By the way, that was from Shimron. It's not necessarily universally accepted. That's a good question you're asking. Person sees inexpensive goods coming to the world, the Sova Balalam, or an air of plenty, the Har Masbuk Medina, a river providing the needs of a land, Aimer Bracha Tova Metiv. On the other hand, Omlai Mace Aviv, Aimer Brachdain Haemas, Mace Vahorisho, if he has a property, Aimer Bracha Tova Metiv, he makes a bracha because that is a good tiding. Now, it says over here on the bottom, that it says on the bottom here like this, that's only if he is, if he says a tova meitiv, if he has other heirs with him, if he's the only child, so a tova meitiv is always a bracha you make when there's other people involved. But if you're the only child and you're the only one getting it, then you make shachyon, you don't make a tova meitiv. Yeah. All right, but yeah, that could be a Shiloh. That could be a Shiloh in Shami's sheet. Okay, I couldn't go. Good enough.